Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Operation Mincemeat by Ben Massentire is narrative nonfiction that reconstructs one of World War II's most audacious deception operations. Set against the high stakes of the Allied push into the Mediterranean, the book follows the British intelligence effort to misdirect Nazi Germany about the next major invasion target. Massentire focuses on the improbable core of the plot, the careful creation of a false identity attached to a dead body, and the orchestration required to deliver that body into enemy hands with convincing, strategically chosen documents. Along the way, the story introduces the shadowy institutions of wartime intelligence, the inter-service rivalries and bureaucratic constraints they faced, and the practical craft of deception, from forged paper trails to human psychology. Written with the pace of a thriller but grounded in historical research, the book examines how luck, meticulous planning, and ethical ambiguity converge to shape real military outcomes and to protect countless lives during a pivotal campaign. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, strategic pressure in the Mediterranean and the need for deception. A key theme is the strategic context that made a large-scale deception not merely useful but essential. The Allies needed to maintain momentum after earlier campaigns while choosing a feasible next step that balanced resources, politics, and geography. Any amphibious assault would be predictable. In one respect, it would be watched for by German intelligence, which meant surprise had to be manufactured. The book lays out how planners recognized that the question was not whether the enemy would expect an invasion, but where and when. Within that reality, misdirection could save lives by reducing the defensive concentration at the true landing site. Massentire highlights how intelligence officers thought in terms of enemy decision-making, trying to shape German assumptions, not just hide Allied intentions. The broader Allied deception architecture, including coordinated misinformation channels and the management of multiple plausible threats, becomes part of the backdrop. The operation is framed as an answer to concrete military constraints, limited landing craft, fragile supply lines, and the need to keep Axis forces dispersed. Understanding this pressure helps explain why a bizarre-sounding plan could be approved at high levels and treated as a serious instrument of war. Secondly, creating a believable false identity from a dead man. The heart of the operation is the construction of a person who never existed yet had to feel real to strangers trained to detect fraud. The book explores the craft of identity building, choosing a name and background that fit the era, creating a personal narrative with just enough detail, and surrounding it with everyday artifacts that signal authenticity. Rather than relying on one perfect document, the plan depended on a web of small corroborations, because real lives are messy and full of incidental evidence. Massentire emphasizes how props such as letters, tickets, receipts, and photographs can create emotional texture that formal paperwork lacks, making the story harder to dismiss. Equally important is the selection of the body and the handling required to make the physical circumstances align with the proposed cause of death and the imagined journey. This section also surfaces the moral complexity. The dead man becomes a tool, and his anonymity or known identity raises questions about consent, dignity, and wartime necessity. By showing how intelligence work blends creativity with administrative detail, the book illustrates deception as both imaginative storytelling and painstaking logistics. Thirdly, documents, tradecraft, and the engineering of credibility. A major topic is the practical tradecraft that turns a clever idea into an operationally credible deception. Massentire describes the importance of document design, how language, formatting, signatures, and chains of custody need to match real bureaucratic habits. The deception depends on controlling how the material will be interpreted, so the documents must contain information that is enticing, comprehensible, and actionable to the enemy, yet still deniable and consistent with broader Allied behavior. The book also examines operational security, because the more people who know the truth, the greater the risk of leaks that could unravel the entire scheme. This requires careful compartmentalization and plausible internal explanations for anyone touching the process. Another layer is the delivery mechanism, which must account for what the enemy will likely do upon discovering the body and papers. The plan anticipates German intelligence routines, the role of intermediaries, and the probabilities of the material being copied, forwarded, and believed. Massentire shows that successful deception is rarely one trick. It is an engineered system that includes redundancies, controlled signals, and calculated realism, designed to withstand skeptical scrutiny. Fourthly, reading the enemy and shaping German decision-making, the operation is ultimately a psychological contest, and the book highlights how the British tried to predict German reactions. Instead of assuming the enemy would swallow any planted story, planners aimed to exploit existing German expectations about Allied intentions and strategic logic. Massentire details how deception officers considered what would feel plausible to German analysts and commanders, including which targets the Axis would fear and which would appear consistent with Allied capabilities. A planted narrative works best when it confirms what the enemy already suspects, and the book shows how intelligence work often involves manipulating cognitive biases rather than inventing entirely new beliefs. Another important aspect is how decision-makers interpret intelligence through institutional filters, rivalry, and ego. German agencies had their own incentives and procedures which could amplify or distort incoming information. The book illustrates how a single compelling piece of evidence can gain momentum as it moves up a hierarchy, especially if it supports a desired conclusion. It also shows that deception is not passive. The Allies monitored indicators of whether the story was being believed and adjusted supporting signals accordingly. This dynamic interaction between storyteller and audience underscores the sophistication of wartime intelligence as a discipline of influence. Lastly, operational impact and the ethical legacy of wartime deception. Beyond the caper-like plot, Massentire focuses on consequences how intelligence deception can change deployments, reduce resistance at critical points, and alter the human cost of major operations. The book ties the scheme to the broader conduct of war, showing that deception is a force multiplier when material resources are limited. It also points to the fragility of success, because outcomes depend on multiple contingencies, from weather and timing to the choices of individual officials on both sides. This leads to a larger reflection on how history turns on a mix of structure and chance, and how intelligence victories are often invisible compared to battlefield heroics. The ethical legacy is equally central. Using a human body as a vehicle for misinformation raises lasting questions about moral boundaries in wartime, the instrumentalization of the dead, and the calculus that weighs one life against many. The book invites readers to consider whether ends justify means, and how democracies reconcile secret manipulation with public values. It also suggests that modern information conflicts still rely on similar principles: credibility, narrative, and the careful management of what an opponent believes to be true. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy World War II history, espionage, and true stories that read with the momentum of a thriller while still emphasizing real strategic stakes. It also works for anyone interested in how institutions make decisions under uncertainty, because the narrative shows intelligence as a blend of psychology, paperwork, persuasion, and risk management. The practical benefit is prospective readers come away understanding how misinformation can be structured, why credibility matters more than cleverness, and how small administrative details can determine whether a grand plan succeeds. It also encourages ethical reflection about secrecy, manipulation, and the human costs embedded in wartime choices, making it relevant beyond its historical setting, compared to many military histories that focus mainly on battles or commanders. Operation Mincemeat stands out by centering on an operation where imagination and meticulous planning had tangible battlefield consequences. Massentire's strength is accessibility. Complex intelligence processes are presented through people, constraints, and clear narrative logic, making the subject approachable without flattening its seriousness. For buyers choosing among WWA books, it offers a distinctive angle, memorable characters, and a focused case study that illuminates the broader war in an original way. If you would like to support Ben Massentire, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.